Hi, Anita and Ryan here. And so in this training video, let's now look at the solution, having underlined the problem in learning, namely that people are taught topics they're not equipped with the skill of learning how to learn. So how does the solution really address that? Well, first of all, the solution is accelerated learning. And accelerated learning is like an opposite cycle. Instead of it being a vicious cycle, it is an empowering cycle that reverses the cycle that you saw in the previous training video, so that it really powers up your learning experience. And so to zone in a little bit more, let me start off by saying what accelerated learning is not. It is not a technique. Some people ask me, oh, Anita, is accelerated learning, is that mind mapping? And whilst that's a technique I talk about, that does not equate to accelerated learning. And neither is accelerated learning a simple, quick way of blasting through information, getting over to the other side so that you can quickly regurgitate it. So what is accelerated learning? Accelerated learning is a system and a process that equips you to learn how to learn, such that when you apply that process, it will speed up the whole learning process as well as the quality of the learning that takes place. And so to understand that a bit more closely, here's the system I put together. With accelerated learning, what the system does is it really kind of addresses the way you prepare for taking in information, the way you absorb information, the way you comprehend, and the way you translate that information. So it's not just about absorbing information. And these four things I really kind of refer to as spinal points on which we now attach the learning cycle, the accelerated learning cycle. And that cycle has six key points which relates to the spine that I've just shown you. So let's just introduce those six points. The first one being A. A stands for alpha, and it's very much to do with preparing the brain, preparing you inwardly for learning, a very, very powerful first step. The second point on the cycle is S for select, and that's to do with the way that you take in or absorb information, selecting the way that you prefer to take in information and using your other senses to really increase your absorption rate. And then the third one, which is S as well, stands for search, searching for the meaning in information. In other words, searching to understand, to comprehend information by using the different intelligence centers in the brain, starting with your strongest ones and, of course, compounding that out. And the fourth part of the learning cycle is E for encode. That's to do with imprinting information that you want to be able to recall to apply in any given scenario. And of course, that's to do with memory, and that's to do now with being able to translate that information outward by recalling it in the first place. Then the fifth point on the learning cycle is test. Testing your knowledge, testing what you know, what you believe you've acquired, what you believe you've absorbed and taken in and understood, by testing it out before you ever get into a formal testing situation. And again, that really brings all these things together, but in order that you can know what you can apply with confidence and competence. And then, of course, the last point on that learning cycle is T, which stands for taking time out to reflect. And this is all now to do as well, still with the translation part of the spine here, but it's to do with really developing you into a skilled learner so that you can continue to apply knowledge with confidence and competence and really develop momentum and accomplishment in the way that you move forward with your learning experience. So I summarize those six points of the learning cycle into something I call the asset formula. Excuse the poetic license there with adding in an extra T, because it truly is a case that when you apply these six stages and get good at them without being perfectionist, It really increases your asset worth in terms of your experience of your energy, your experience of your time, and the way you're able to go through knowledge with confidence, with competence, with momentum and accomplishment, and impact your career, impact your life, impact your work, and pass it on to your children as a skill as well. So to summarize now where we're going with this solution, Abraham Lincoln, who was a former US president, said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." He understood the difference between smart versus hard work. Nothing wrong with hard work, but you were given a brain which, when you really understand how it works when it comes to learning, will enable you to work smartly and become like a sharp axe to learning, so that you can have an entirely different and more easy experience with your learning. And so with that in mind, we're going to go into now those six stages in more detail. And just to give you an overview, the first three stages were going to help you understand your DNA, your learning profile, as it relates to the first three stages and those first three spinal points. And that's what the first three modules will cover. So without further ado, I'll see you on the next video.